It is a Tuesday. You know what we do on Tuesday at this time? We head to FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Here today, Executive Director of FHN Foundation, Tanya Myers, back with us again. Hey, Tanya, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
It's always great to talk to you. And there's a summer fun event that's coming up now soon for the public to get out and enjoy the nice weather. Hopefully we have some nice weather now here, starting supporting a great cause. Tell us about this.
Yes, it's the Grand Fonda Tour Against Cancer. It's going to be held Saturday, June 29th, so just a couple of weeks away. It's going to be a great bike ride to raise money for the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center.
All right, biking event. Grand Fonda, why, tell us about that. Why is it called that?
Sure. So there's something in the biking world called a Grand Fondo, which is a 100-mile bike race. And back in the early days, Dave Fonda, who was an avid cyclist, a lover of the Freeport community, started this bike ride as a Grand Fondo to help raise money for the Cancer Center, a passion of his. Well, unfortunately, he passed away from cancer in 2018, so we decided to change the name in his honor, and we now call it the Grand Fonda Tour Against Cancer, just to honor Dave's legacy and what he did for our community and our cancer center.
Wow, okay. We're talking to Tanya Myers, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation. This event helps provide funding for your cancer center. What kind of things does that include?
Sure. So the Cancer Center, just recently last summer, we did a refurbish of all the furniture. Most of it's the original furniture from when we first built in the mid-1990s, but it's good quality furniture that we paid for refinishing. We've also recently bought a couple of vital signs machines. We've had to replace some flooring in the front area. And last year, we also had to upgrade the software in our linear accelerator, which is the machine that targets the radiation. And that was just shy of $100,000. So things are pretty costly over in the Cancer Center. So it's important we look to our community to help invest in the center.
Yeah, and it's a great cancer center. My mother is a graduate of the Cancer Center. And
congratulations.
Yeah, and she really, the folks that work there are just phenomenal.
Yeah, they're great people.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the ride here. Different lengths for the ride. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've partnered with the Chain Links cyclists here in Freeport. It's a bike group, and they came up with the bike rides for us. This has been their signature event for years. So they've picked out several different distances. We have two 30-mile routes. One is on the Jane Addams Trail, and another is a road route. Then we have a 50-mile route and then a 75-mile route. Lots of options, and they're out in the northwest part of our county and over into Joe Davies. So the 75-milers will get to see a little Warren in Stockton, and the 50-milers will get up to Orangeville and Winslow before coming back.
All right. Now, where do the rides begin?
They all begin at Tutty Crossing, so just downtown Freeport, right before you cross the river. We'll kick off there about 8 a.m. on June 29th. Send everybody to ride at their own pace.
All right, so you're talking Saturday, June 29 is what you're talking about here. What about in terms of generous sponsors providing for support of the Grand Fonda?
Yes, sponsors are what make these events happen. And we're very appreciative to McPherson Law Office here in town, which is our major sponsor. We've also received sponsorship support from the State Bank of Freeport and from Union Savings Bank. And then, of course, Freeport Bike Company has been great. They provide water, they provide support out in the course, and they help us promote the event. So we're very thankful to have Freeport Bike Company as a partner.
What about other sponsorship opportunities still available?
Yes, we're always looking for people to support us. They can sponsor a rest stop. We're going to have one in Orangeville and another one in Red Oak or our registration area. We would welcome any more support.
All right, and how could any potential sponsors arrange for a sponsorship? How would that work?
They can just give us a call at the foundation, 815-599-6900, or just dial the central switchboard office and ask for the foundation, and we'd love to share opportunities with them.
All right, and what about the riders? How do they register?
Well, there's a waiver, of course. We have them sign, and it's posted on our website. As a side note, this is a free ride. We don't charge anything. We just ask for a donation towards our cancer center. And in the past, we've received $25 up to $200 donations. So we'll have a bucket out there, and we ask people just to make a donation. But we do have a registration form that is basically an insurance waiver. So if they go to FHN.org, there's a link on the home page for the ride, and it'll take them to where they can click on the registration form.
And Tanya, what about opportunities if somebody maybe doesn't want to ride, but they want to help out and they want to volunteer their time? Can they do that?
Absolutely. We will have some volunteers at the two different rest stops. We'll have some volunteers help with registration between 7:30 and 8 at Tully Crossing. Then, of course, we have some people who just want to bring fruit or cookies and have them available at the rest stop for our riders. So we welcome some in-kind donations as well.
All right. Time, date, location. Give it again.
Yes, it's Saturday, June 29th, the Grand Fonda Tour Against Cancer, Tully Crossing, 8 a.m. The wheels are up, so get there between 7:30 and 8, air up your tires, and get ready to go.
There we go. How can people find out more information?
They can go to FHN.org and scroll down. There's a link on the homepage, and we also have a Facebook event that's associated with both the FHN Foundation Facebook page and the FHN page.
All right, Tanya. Always great information. Great talking to you. Talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you. You have a great day.
Tanya Meyer here today, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation here this morning. The preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.